Oh, no, you are not going to eat somebody's pet!
She skated out of the lot and turned up the road after the goblins. They were running away from Pinecrest Street toward the residential area, tearing through yards and bushes and flower beds. Keeping up was easy enough, but she couldn't skate over grass. All she could do was keep pace and look for a chance to cut them off. The goblins darted across another street, narrowly avoiding a red pickup truck. The boy ran faster. The girl hit the front of the truck with her rod before scampering after him.
Hey! You kids get back here!
Tamara turned up a driveway and onto the sidewalk. She'd lost sight of the goblins, but the sound of barking dogs told her where they were going. She pumped faster. Another block up, she spotted the goblins next to a blue one-story house on the corner with a fenced-in backyard. A pair of beagles pawed the fence and yapped at the top of their small lungs. The boy started to climb the fence, while the girl stepped onto the sidewalk and readied her metal club.
You should have stayed on the grass, goblin girl.
Tamara bent both knees and dropped her weight. She slammed her shoulder and hip into the goblin's side. The goblin spun in a circle before toppling backward into the grass. The metal rod landed in the road. Tamara spread her arms for balance as she slowed, then spun. The other goblin was halfway over the fence. He reached for the dogs.
Ow! 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 Ow!
But one of the beagles nipped at his fingers.
Hey!
Tamara raced toward him, building up speed before jumping from the sidewalk onto the grass. She turned her momentum into another desperate, uncontrolled jump. They both fell onto the grass. Tamara landed on her back, on her equipment bag, which promised to leave an interesting set of bruises along her spine. She reached for the fence to pull herself up. The goblins were backing away.
You win! You eat the dogs!
Told you! Humans all cursed! Dogs, too! And stabbing bugs! Everything cursed!
They turned and fled toward the woods behind Schoolcraft Street. Tamara wouldn't make it 3 feet on the trails in her skates.
That's what happens when you mess with a derby girl! Especially a honey badger!